Reporter's Notebook.
I'm Stephen Portnoy on Capitol Hill. The House and Senate returned to D.C. this week for the first time in more than a month, in a situation that few members expected to encounter. Politically speaking, Donald Trump's victory reverses the polarity. It essentially diminishes the drama in the Republican ranks. Paul Ryan should have no trouble now holding on to the Speaker's gavel. In a letter to colleagues appealing to be reelected, he writes, "It's time to join forces with the new Trump administration, seize this moment, and come together like never before." With the GOP due to control both houses of Congress and the presidency for the first time in a decade, Ryan tells fellow Republicans it's time to go big and go bold on an agenda that includes tax cuts and Obamacare repeal. But the question is, will they go as big and bold as Mr. Trump? Already, Republicans are signaling they're not really for a total wall, and the president-elect himself is moderating, telling 60 Minutes he'd be fine with a fence in some spots along the border. I'm Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.